This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this afternoon. The three-day conference has been held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The conference focuses on key aspects of national security, including counterterrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws, narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the conference from tomorrow. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra among the key dignitaries attending the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Bhubaneswar this evening on a three-day visit to Odisha. During the visit, the Prime Minister will take part in various programs, including the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference. Soon after his arrival in Bhubaneswar, he will address a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport and then hold a roadshow from the airport to Rajbhavan. Later, Mr. Modi will visit the BJP state office. Disruptions marred the proceedings in both houses of parliament on the fourth consecutive day today. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day, forming opposition's ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well raising slogans. Rejecting the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members, the presiding officer urged them to play a constructive role. The opposition members, however, did not relent and the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. When the House assembled in the morning, opposition MPs began sloganeering. Despite Speaker Om Birla's appeals to allow the question hour to proceed smoothly, the ruckus continued, leading to adjournment till noon. In the Rajya Sabha also, similar scenes prevailed, due to which the House was adjourned till Monday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the government is continuously monitoring the situation related to incidents of violence against minorities in Bangladesh. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, the minister said the government has taken a serious note on reports of incidents of violence against Hindus in Bangladesh. He said homes and business establishments have been ransacked and there have been attacks on the temples and other places of worship across Bangladesh in August this year. Defence Ministries of India and UK signed a statement of intent, SOI, on cooperation on design and development of electric propulsion systems for the Indian Navy in Portsmouth yesterday. The signing was part of the third joint working group meeting of Electric Propulsion Capability Partnership, symbolizing the commitment to promote indigenous development of niche technologies. The Defence Ministry said the SOI would serve as a broader framework intended for cooperation in the co-design, co-creation and co-production of electric propulsion capability for future naval ships. At least 10 people were killed in an accident at Sarak Arjuni in Gondia district, Maharashtra, this afternoon. The state transport bus travelling from Bhandara to Gondia lost control near the Brindavan Tola village and overturned. 10 people died on the spot while around 30 others were injured and taken to Gondia district hospital. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has expressed condolences and directed district officials to assist the injured. In the Syed Modi International Badminton Championship at Lucknow, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles semi-final. She defeated Chinese player Dai Wang 21-15-21-17 in the quarterfinals this afternoon. In the men's singles, Lakshya Sen also entered the semi-finals, beating compatriot Miraba Luang Maisnam 21-8-21-19. In the mixed doubles quarterfinals, the Indian pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto defeated the Malaysian duo of Lu Bing Kun and Ho Lu Yi to enter the semi-finals. The air quality in the national capital Delhi continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 329 as of 1 p.m. this afternoon. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI levels. And that is the end of this news bulletin.